The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter. Life with Dexter can be just as crazy at his office as it can be at home. As you know, Dexter is junior partner in the firm of K.G. Wilmot Frotts, a firm which at the moment is producing a brand new line, of women's bathing suits. It was one morning last week when K.G. called Dexter to his office.
Dexter!
Are you shouting for me, or are they blasting off another rocket to the moon?
Don't try to be funny. Sit down.
If it's all the same, I'd rather stand. When you tell me what I've done wrong, I can make a quicker exit.
Who said you've done anything wrong?
Well, no one, but I'm always doing things... I mean, you're always saying I've done something wrong.
I merely wish to discuss business. Have you examined our new line very carefully?
Oh, yes, KG. You mean the little blonde typist?
No, I am not referring to that kind of line.
Oh.
Although she is rather a peach, that little blonde.
Yeah.
I am referring to our new line of bathing suits.
Oh, those. Yes, yes, KG. I've examined them closely, and they'll be a real seller. I see you've got one hanging in here.
Yes. One of these days, I'd like to see you in a similar position. Dexter, we've got to find some way to exploit this bathing suit.
Yeah.
Just look at it. There's nothing like it in the country.
No, it is sort of snazzy.
Snazzy? It's more than that. It's sparkling and scintillating. With the right publicity, we'll sell a million of them. Dexter, I can see this suit walking along the beach now. My eyes are filled with its glamour.
I'll bet the suit's filled with that blonde typist.
Will you clear your head for a minute?
Let's discuss how we can sell a million swimsuits. That is the important thing.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, there are two important things. One, we need a cute name for the suit.
Uh-huh.
And two, what's the best and cheapest medium for letting the public see it?
Right. Now, we'll concentrate on one firstly. A good smackaroon name for a bathing suit.
How about the mermaid?
Oh, no, I don't like that at all. What about the zooty zoot?
The zooty zoot.
Yes.
Why don't you get out of here and leave me in peace? You're no help whatever.
Well, hold on. If you don't like that one, wait a minute, I'm thinking... There's a name coming into my head.
There's one coming into mine, too. And I'll call you it in a minute.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dexter, yes. I'll try to give it some thought. Yes, I will. Goodbye, dear. Oh, Clara, why don't you come in? You don't have to stand at my back door on ceremony.
Oh, thank you, dear, but it's not the ceremony that hurts. It's my feet. Oh, they're killing me. Oh.
It was only Dexter on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He and your husband would like us to think of a name for a swimsuit.
I've already got a name for mine, dear, the moth bag.
Oh, that wouldn't be a bad name for mine either.
The last time I wore mine on the beach, I heard one of the lifesavers say, "Look at the old bag in the moth bag."
You know, Clara, maybe if we're lucky, our husbands will present us with one of their new swimsuits.
Oh?
Dexter says he and KG are trying to get a snazzy name for them.
Well, personally, Jessie, I think our old boys are crazy, dear. Why don't they stick to making women's frocks?
I quite agree. Dexter doesn't know anything about swimsuits.
Neither does mine, dear, but he knows a lot about what's in them.
Anyway, Clara, let's surprise the men when they get home. Between us, we ought to be able to think of a terrific name for the suit.
Certainly, dear, that'll be easy. Oh, and it gives me an idea, too. We'll only give it to them if they give us a new bathing suit each.
Wonderful! I believe they have a black and white striped model. Mm. That'll do me.
Yes, but it wouldn't look too good on me, Jessie. I'd look like an overfed zebra.
All this talk about the new style bathing suit conjures up visions of golden sands, sparkling blue water, and happy people relaxing in the sun. Or to sum it up in one word, it reminds us of holidays. And now that the holiday season is rapidly approaching, why don't you start planning for your vacation? Why not decide tonight where you want to spend your holidays? Reckon up how much it's going to cost you. Then each payday, pay as much as you can into your Commonwealth Savings Bank account. And of course, it isn't necessary to tell you that you can't enjoy a holiday without money. And believe me, the simplest and easiest way to get money for your holiday is to save it every payday in a Commonwealth Savings Bank account. Oh, and before I forget, there's another benefit in saving your holiday money in the Commonwealth Savings Bank. When you go on holidays, there's no need to carry large sums of money. Simply ask your local office of the Commonwealth Savings Bank to send your signature to the place where you are going. Take your passbook with you and just draw out the money as you need it. From all this, you can see it pays to bank Commonwealth.
Come inside for a minute, KG. Hi, Jesse, I'm home.
Oh, darling, so you are, dear. I'm glad you called in, Kimberly. Claire is here.
Yes, I'm here, Kimberly.
You don't have to tell me. We can hear your voice from the bus stop.
Oh. Why do you have to be insulting all the time? Why can't you be more like Dexter?
Heaven forbid.
At least he kissed his wife when he walked in. You didn't.
Well, that's easily rectified. Come here, Jesse.
Very, very funny, I must say. My husband is a real comedian. He thinks he's screamingly funny.
Clara, there's nothing funny about me kissing Jesse. If I kissed you, that'd be a real joke.
That's quite enough, KG. Stop that at once. We don't want family squabbles in our house. Now kiss Clara and say you're sorry.
Oh, very well.
Oh, don't.
I'm sorry. Brother, am I sorry.
Now, gentlemen, you might be interested to know that Claire and I have thought up a colossal name for your swimsuit.
Well, good girls, what is it?
No, not so fast. We want something in return for our hard day's work.
That's my wife. This evening she wants something from us for giving us one word. Any other time she gives me millions for free.
Now, look, that's enough. Gentlemen, we've made a very fair offer. Take it or leave it.
You know, KG, it might be wise if we accept their offer. We've been racking our brains all day without success.
Yes, and all you came up with was that one ridiculous suggestion.
Well, I have my dinner to attend to. Make up your minds.
And be quick about it.
Well, two new swimsuits had set me back. Oh, very well. Hurry up, what is it?
You promise faithfully to keep your side of the bargain.
Yes, I promise. You'll get a swimsuit each. Now, what is this stupendous, colossal name for our product?
Hold on to your hat, Kimberly. This'll slay you. Hold your breath. Here it comes. The Zooty Zoot.
Oh, Jesse, I think I'll go to bed. Must be late.
Oh, Daddy, it's exactly 9:15.
Well, that's late. It's 15 minutes past my bedtime.
Well, I believe I'll sew for a while longer. Oh, goodness, the evenings are quiet with Ashley away in camp.
Ah, yeah, but it's good for him to get away with his pals. He's smart, that son of mine.
Oh, and when he does anything stupid, he's always my son.
I'll guarantee he's learning a thing or two on this camping trip. Maybe he's even learned how to start a fire by rubbing two Boy Scouts together.
After that, I think I'll go to bed myself.
I believe I might be able to concentrate better in bed. I've got to work out the best way to exploit our swimsuits. KG and I want the public to feast their eyes on the wow.
The wow? The wow? What's that?
The wow. That's the name we've chosen. It came to us by accident just after you girls left us alone this evening.
Well, wow. Oh, Daddy, it could only have come to you by accident. No one would deliberately think of it. It's awful. How do you mean it came to you by accident?
Well, I think it's very good. Well, you see, KG and I were pacing up and down in the living room when KG saw that red-headed Myrtle from up the street strutting towards the village.
Well?
Well, KG was looking out the window and watching Myrtle in a sweater when I said, "Have you thought of a name yet?" That's when I got the answer. Wow!
Kimberly should be ashamed of himself.
He is, but it doesn't interfere with his bird watching. Look, now, girls, can't you help me with this other problem? KG expects me to come up with an idea to publicize the wow. What can I come up with?
Daddy, I think I've got it.
You throw it away. I don't want it.
Television. That's the way to sell your swimsuits. Put one on television.
Television?
You know, dear, that's the medium where you have to look at sponsors' products instead of just having to listen. I'm sure you'd sell thousands of wows if you arranged a good commercial for TV, especially if you had a luscious model wear it.
Oh, a luscious model. Well, now you're talking. I could produce the commercial myself, rehearse the model at the office, and then I...
Oh, no, you don't. No, Dexter.
Now, Janie's idea isn't a bad one, but if a commercial's going to be done with a pretty model, I know just the pretty model who's going to wear it.
You do? Who?
Janie.
Oh, Mummy!
Oh, spoil sport.
Dexter, I've got a hand to tell you. Your idea's perfectly brilliant. Have a cigar.
No, thanks. I haven't finished yet. Now, there's the question of who's going to wear the swimsuit. You see, Jesse told me that...
That's a mere detail. I'll spend this afternoon visiting model agencies.
Oh, you know.
Let me assure you, I'll select the most shapely, glamorous wench you've ever laid eyes on.
If you do, I'll have a rolling pin laid on my head. Now, KG, I've been trying to tell you, Jesse won't allow me to be associated with any glamorous model.
Who said you had to be associated with her? To keep your family relations harmonious, I'll handle the whole matter personally.
But this is my idea. It's my daughter's idea. And Jessie made a fine suggestion last night. She said, why not have Janie model the wow?
Janie? Why? We might as well let Ashley model it.
Just a moment, KG. That is an insult to my only daughter.
Dexter, calm down. I didn't mean it like that. Janie's a sweet, attractive young lady, but she's not a professional model. This job calls for a mature girl, a little older than Janie. A girl more about my age.
Your age? Oh. In that case, we wouldn't find one at a model agency. We'd have to go to the old ladies' home.
Being insulting now.
Well,
you know very well what I meant. I meant a girl about 25.
25? Then why didn't you say a girl about half your age? Now, you see here, KG, this whole idea belongs to us Duttons, and Jessie won't allow it to be used unless we have Janie as the model. I'll bet Clara feels the same way, too.
It doesn't interest me how Clara feels. Should I decide to engage an attractive professional model, I'll engage one. I'll engage whom I please. Oh, yes, dear. Yes. You have. I see, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Goodbye, dear. There, Dexter. It's all settled. Janie's our model.
You see, Mr. Gordon, you're a television producer. We came to you for some advice.
We'd appreciate your angle.
We'd like your
gentlemen, please. I'm a television producer, but I can't listen to two programs at once.
Dexter,
shut up.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Mr. Gordon, the point is, we've come here to your office in the hope that you might suggest the best way for us to go about presenting this commercial.
Why, certainly. I'd be only too happy to produce it for you. Now, you say the product is wow. I take it that's some new brand of perfume.
No, it's a bathing suit.
A very special bathing suit. Rather briefly cut with no straps here, very little here, and sort of cut away here.
Wow.
Yeah, have you got the picture?
Oh, yes. Most vividly. Most vividly, yes. Well.
Now, to exploit this suit and show it to its best advantage on TV, how would you suggest we tackle it?
No. Don't interrupt me for a moment. I've still got the picture. Fascinating wench, isn't she? Lovely.
Yes, lovely girl.
Please, Mr. Gordon, you see, we haven't a great deal of time.
Mr. Gordon, I said, how would you tackle it?
I don't know how, but I'd love to.
How do we televise this thing? What do we do?
Now, let me see. An attractive girl in a swimsuit. How can we sell that to the public? A medium shot there, close up to a long shot, then a dolly in to number four camera, then back to number three, and I say, I've got it. A dramatized beach scene. We'll do it live. Imagine, gentlemen, imagine the snowy white sands of the beach with the surf breaking in the background. A couple of men are chatting on the sand when this glorious creature in the wow slinks into the picture and stands there. Then the dialogue between the two men becomes the commercial. You get it,
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Not bad. How much will it cost?
Money? What a shame it has to come into it, isn't it? Well, I could get you a 2-minute spot during the Bill Adams Variety Show. Those 2 minutes plus my production fee would be approximately, let's make it a nice round figure of, say, £200.
200? Why not make it a square figure of, say, £41?
Mr. Wilmot, 200 is quite reasonable for this job. Think of the lights, think of the camera, think of the action, think of the girls.
Okay, gee, 200 is chicken feed when you think of the suits we'll sell.
If 200 is chicken feed, every fowl should lay golden eggs. All right, Mr. Gordon, if it's 200, it's 200, but no extras, understand?
Oh, I'm sorry, but there will be extras. There'll be a fee for the model, fees for the actors, and, of course, a fee for the scriptwriter.
Oh, well, how much would the actors...
Never mind that. There aren't going to be any extras. We already have the model, Dexter. You and I can be the actors, and we'll also write the script.
Yep.
Huh? But gentlemen, please, actors. I mean, what experience have you had?
Not much. But to save money, I can be a Gregory Peck. And with a little less hair, he can be Yul Brynner.
What a beautiful Saturday morning.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Wilmot. Hello,
good morning,
dear.
Clara.
Jessie, we've got it. We've got it right this time.
It's a fabulous script, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Girls, you're going to love it. Hmm. I've written dialogue that Bernard Shaw would appreciate.
And you should be where he is right now.
Daddy, I do wish you'd write me out of it and you two do it by yourselves.
Jenny, don't be so silly.
He's not silly. Dexter could be the man on the beach talking to himself and Kimberly could wear the bathing suit. Only instead of people saying wow, they'd say sow.
Clara, why don't you put your head in a saucepan and cook it as a cabbage?
Oh, please now. Oh, KG, Clara, no arguments. Our new script calls for more actors than even before. Jessie, the point is you and Clara are now in the commercial as well.
What? I beg your pardon.
That's right, there's a part in the new script for everyone.
Oh, no! I'm awake up to it, Jessie, dear. It's now one of those commercials like you see in the newspapers. Janie plays the before, and we play the after.
Well, apparently Dexter and KG are the only ones with any confidence in the script for their TV commercial. In striking contrast to this is the confidence shown by the people of Australia in the Commonwealth Savings Bank. Over 5 million people have accounts in the Commonwealth Savings Bank, and this makes it far and away Australia's biggest bank. Actually, it's more than that. It's the second largest savings bank in the world. In every part of Australia, in fact, wherever there are people, there's an office of the Commonwealth Savings Bank nearby. Consequently, no matter where you live, in city, town or country, you are assured of the best in savings bank service. From this you can see it does make a difference where you save. Open your account at any Commonwealth Savings Bank office tomorrow and week by week. Bank Commonwealth.
Oh,
Janie, where are the women? We're ready for our full dress rehearsal.
They'll be down in a minute. They're both having a squeeze getting into their old swimsuits.
Vera's got 3 stone more to squeeze into hers than when she bought it.
Well, I think it's unfair. You should let Mummy and Mrs. Wilmot wear their new bathers.
Janie, that's silly, and you know it. We're having them in old suits to point up you in the new one.
If my wife wore a wow, we wouldn't sell one suit.
Come on, Clara. I'll help you down the stairs.
Oh, Jessie, dear, I can't walk. Oh. I can't take a step.
That's it. One at a time. Easy does it.
I can hardly breathe, dear. Oh. One laugh out of either of you men and Dietrich does not perform.
You look very nice, dear.
I know how I look, like Moby Dick.
You men are horrible to make us dress like this.
Oh, Jessie, we've explained. It's to help our business along. We all depend on K.G. Wilmot Frocks Limited for our living, and it's up to each one of us to pull our weight.
Well, I'm having trouble pulling mine.
Anyway, let's do the rehearsal and get it over.
Right. Come on, Dexter. You and I sit on the floor here and pretend it's the sand. You girls enter as you get your cues, right?
I'm as right as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go. We'll imagine Mr. Gordon, the producer, has just given us the signal to commence action.
Right.
I say, old man, there isn't much on the beach today in the way of grammar.
No, there isn't. Nothing worth looking at all. Every female who's walked past us so far has looked shabby and dowdy.
Yes, like those two. Standing over there.
Well, I don't care much for that description of us, do you?
Neither do I.
Oh, girls, that isn't in the script. Wait till you get your cue and then walk on.
I don't like being called shabby and dowdy. I might be, but I don't like hearing it.
We're not changing the script now. This commercial's to sell the wow, not you.
Oh, all right, go ahead and hurry up.
Yeah, well, keep out of it. Give me the last line again, KG.
Yes, like those two standing over there.
They're coming this way.
That's our cue, Dale. This is where we slink on.
Well, hurry it up.
My word, dear. Our bathing costumes are old-fashioned. I feel simply awful.
Yes, we do look terribly shabby. Come on, let's run. I'll race you to the end of the beach.
That's it. Now move off quickly.
Well, we're trying to. I can't run in this sausage skin.
My word, old boy, here comes something. The prettiest girl in the loveliest bathing suit I've ever seen. Wow.
You've said it. Wow. That's why she looks so lovely. She's wearing one of the new K.G. Wilmot Wow swimsuits.
I certainly am, boys. It's a wow, made by that wonderful firm of K.G. Wilmot Frocks Limited.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Okay, boys, get yourselves in position on the set. The cameras will cut to this commercial any minute.
I don't think we've had enough rehearsal.
No, neither do I.
Oh, rubbish, it only takes 2 minutes and it's over rehearsal ready.
We girls are ready anyhow.
Absolutely.
Now, you all understand the mechanics, don't you? The Bill Adams variety show is now going on in the other studio. When I get a signal from the control booth, I'll give you a countdown of 20 seconds and then you're on, right?
Oh, I've forgotten all the lines.
What lines? Have we got lines to say? Oh, dear.
Oh, Daddy, don't be silly. We've rehearsed it for 2 days.
Okay, hold it. I've just got the signal. 20 seconds to go.
I know where I'm going. Home.
Come back here. This is costing us a fortune, so sit on the sand and relax.
10 seconds.
10, and then they pull the switch.
I feel like Lady Godiva.
I feel like Lady Macbeth.
5, 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Well, go on, go on.
Oh, I see.
I say, old man, there isn't much on the beach today in the way of glamour.
No, there isn't. Nothing worth looking at all. Every female who's walked past us so far has looked dabby and shouty.
Shabby and dowdy.
Oh, shabby and dowdy. Go on, it's your line next.
I know. Yes. Like those two standing over there.
Shh. They are coming this way.
My word, dear. Our bathing costumes are old-fashioned. I feel simply awful.
Yes, dear, we do look terribly flabby, shabby. Come on, let's run. I'll race you to the end of the beach. Oh, I think I'm splitting at the seams.
My word. Old boy, here comes something. My word, old boy, here comes something. It's your line now.
No, it's not. I think you've got more to say.
I haven't. I've said it all.
I don't know what you've got to say, but you've got to say something else, I'm sure.
Boys, will you please say something if it's only goodbye?
I remember now. Here comes the prettiest girl in the loveliest bathing suit I've ever seen.
The wolf whistle won't come out.
Wow.
You've said it. Wow. That is why she looks so lovely. She's wearing one of the new KG... KG... What's your other name, KG?
Wilmot.
Oh, yes. Wearing one of the new KG Wilmot Wow swimsuits.
I certainly am, boys. It's a wow. Made by that wonderful firm of KG Wilmot Frocks Limited.
What happens now?
Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, yes.
Wow, wow, wow. Where did Gordon, the producer, get to? We don't even know how we went.
I think we should went home.
I've answered dozens of calls from people ringing up about your act.
You mean they're inquiring already about the Wow swimsuit?
No, I'm afraid there wasn't one mention of the swimsuit.
No mention of it?
Well, what were they ringing about?
They all want to know who was the funny team of comedians.
Comedians?
Comedians?
Wow!
Well, that ending wasn't exactly as Dexter and KG expected it to be. And in the lives of everyone, and that includes you and me, the unexpected often happens. It may be that an emergency suddenly arises. It may be an opportunity comes along when we least expect it. And very often when the unexpected does happen, we say to ourselves, I wish I had more money. That is why a Commonwealth Savings Bank account can be such a good friend to us all our lives. Some people think of saving simply as hoarding money. This is not so. Saving means putting aside money you do not need now so that later you can enjoy it more. Consequently, when you save in the Commonwealth Savings Bank, you always have money readily available. The money is there to give you security and peace of mind. It is there in case you see a bargain. It is there if you want to go on holidays or if you want it for your children. It is there when the unexpected comes along. So I do advise you, don't delay, open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account tomorrow, and from then on, week by week, Bank Commonwealth. Life with Dex is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy life with Dex at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you will always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.